everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. We're coming to you from a SQL conference in Darmstadt, Germany. It's a happy pleasure to be here. I'm with my guests. Why don't you gentlemen take a few minutes to introduce yourself first, and then we'll get started. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is André Essing. I'm senior consultant and trainer from Trevadis here in Germany. And yeah, I'm specialized on infrastructure with SQL Server, mission critical systems, and cloud.
Perfect. Mark?
Okay, so hi, I'm Mark Broadbent. I'm from the UK. I'm a SQL specialist, MCM MVP, and at the moment I'm doing a lot of stuff in performance, but my main passion is availability and concurrency.
Cool. All right.
Hi, I'm Marcel Franke, from Germany. I'm from PM1 Analytics. I have a background in data warehousing and now doing a lot of data science analytics and yeah.
Wonderful. All right, so quite the distinguished panel we have. So our topic today is Azure SQL Database. So how many of you guys experience Azure SQL Database? Ish? Okay.
Ish.
So, but we're all SQL people, right? We've been working with, like you said, we've been working with SQL for quite a long time. But what do we want to talk about for the next 30 or so minutes is how do we think about a database in the cloud, right? Is this where things are going? Okay. So my initial question to get this started is, the big push to move to the cloud, right? Because we understand the benefits of going to the cloud, right? But is that the future? And if so, Microsoft is about to release SQL Server 2016, right? And they've said for quite some time that this release of SQL Server is probably one of the most significant releases of SQL Server in over a decade, mm-hmm. right? Great features, Polybase, R support, StretchDB, so a lot of hybrid scenarios, always encrypted, performance, right? So it's a significant release. But yet we have to start thinking about the cloud. So how do we, come to terms with this in our head to talk to customers? But yet, is going to the cloud the future for a relational database? Who wants to take that? Who wants to start off taking that one?
I'm happy to go first.
Okay.
So the way I see the way things currently are is that many businesses haven't really engaged with the cloud as much as they want. And I think the problem is trying to sell them a reason why to go to the cloud, because certainly when I first started out using a cloud, the cost was the thing that I was most worried about. Yeah. And I think that companies haven't realized the cost savings that they can have by going to the cloud. Is it the future? Yes, absolutely. The current state of play is that the reason to go to the cloud is in a hybrid scenario,
sure.
as you've mentioned. There's lots of different stories there. Stretch database, as you've mentioned, we've got SQL XI as well, which is being able to use remote blob storage mm-hmm. In the cloud. You can do that off-prem and on-prem. And there's lots of different stories, such as Cloud Witness as well.
Will SQL Server 2016 help people take that first step into the cloud with things like StretchDB or Polybase, right? Because you said it's a kind of a, is there just a lack of knowledge of the cloud, and will this kind of help out that movement?
I think the fear of using the cloud is a thing restricting the knowledge, but SQL 2016 is making it far easier.
Right.
For instance, we've got the Azure Replica Wizard now, which pretty much does everything that you need it to do.
Sure.
To fire up a replica in the cloud. So I think Microsoft are putting things in place to help us bridge that gap.
All right. Any other comments?
I think it's a balance between concerns about security and things like this, and then speed. So you get a lot of speed also for your business, so it gives you a lot of opportunity. But on the other side, companies have a little bit concerns about, oh, that's new, so what does it mean for us? How do we secure our data? So it's a kind of learning curve where you understand that in the clouds you have to do things differently. So, but it's also a great opportunity because you get a lot of speed and are much more faster to adapt to your business scenarios and requirements.
Yeah, so I'm hearing two points here. So correct me if I'm wrong, right? So I think there's a value proposition that you're talking about, right? I'm happy on-prem. We're not asking people to get rid of on-premises. We're not asking people to get rid of their current infrastructure. But tell me the value proposition, what they're saying. Tell me why should I go to the cloud? But those that have heard about it, like, dude, security. That's almost every single time. You want me to go to the cloud? You want me to put my data in the cloud? you know, timeout type. Is that true?
Yeah, I think. But on the other side, think about so when I don't know, some years ago when we thought about okay, we're building a new data warehouse with SQL Server, and then it's okay, what is the first investment we have to take, right? Yeah. And then they say, okay, we have to invest, I don't know, some 100,000 euros. And then, okay, but this leads now, so we need to use this now for 3 years.
Yeah? Yes.
So because we have this business case, and you know, and this is stupid these days to think to really, yeah, struggle yourself on making plans for 3 years. So who knows what's in 3 years, right? And
right. And
then you have a high investment, upfront investment in something where you don't know where it goes. And so flexibility and speed is something that I don't see that you can do on-prem.
So is it just a lack of knowledge for going to the cloud? Again, that value proposition?
I think it's not only knowledge. You have some legal restrictions
yep.
you have to follow. So I think, but Microsoft is really helping here, and you have all these certificates, you have ISO, you have all these certifications
sure, yeah.
that Microsoft is doing and helping you. So I think this is also a learning curve for Microsoft. And now we have a German cloud, which has some special rules, especially in Germany. So this helps, and customers really liked the announcement of the German cloud.
Okay, perfect.
Also, I think it's not only the value proposition and the learning curve or also the security. I think also the border that we had before SQL Server 2016 was too high. Before it was a big step to bring the database to the cloud. You have to migrate it. You have to do backup, restore something to get it into a platform as a service database, or you have to get an infrastructure as a service VM and put your database in there. And now you get something that's more hybrid than before with Stretch Database, as you mentioned before. I think it's going to be a huge step into getting customers into the cloud because they see the benefits. They get more storage for a cheaper price and can do it easily by just letting the servers connect to Azure and put up some data there by the servers itself automatically.
Right, okay. And those are good points. But we have to, you know, how do we think about this? And how do we resolve this in our head, right? Because we this massive release of SQL Server, we're not, we're not asking people to get rid of their on-premises environment. So they've got this, like you said, this massive investment on-premises. Mm-hmm. But how do we start thinking about Azure SQL Database as the future if they still have this massive investment on-premises? Right,
because I think also the first part will move to the cloud. So we will see ERP systems going to the cloud. Yeah.
yeah.
So we have now Salesforce investing a lot for the marketing side. Yeah. And so the next thing will be the ERP side. And then you see all these digitalization in all the industries where you have your manufacturing digitized, right? And this is also connected to the cloud. So I think the whole value chain of a company is cloud connected. So then it makes totally sense to also analyze your data.
It's building blocks, which is what you're saying, right? Give me this piece and then this piece.
Yeah.
As we slowly migrate, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think as well it won't necessarily be that we'll move entire systems into the cloud. I mean, there's so much functionality that we can just dip our toe in slightly, such as...
Test the waters, as they say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, one really cool feature that I started reading about last night was file backup snapshots in Azure that you can actually use for your on-prem. And this simplifies the restore process.
Yeah.
And these features that are hybrid solutions are going to help us to learn the functionality and actually be comfortable with using the functionality, and we're the people that will then recommend it to the people with the budgets.
Yeah. Right.
And,
yeah.
and then I think, because I used to have a fear that it was going to take my job away from me, and now I've lost that fear because there's another world out there.
That's a really good point, because I remember even a couple of years ago, Microsoft did this, TechEd, they did this thing, it was called SQL Azure for the DBA, because all these DBAs were kind of freaking out, oh my goodness, my job's going away, right? And like, no, it's not going away, it's just how you do things differently from on-premises and the cloud, right?
Yeah. I think that's also a good point that you mentioned, that you have, it's up to you, right? You can choose. So there's nothing that you say, okay, I have to do this now or this now. So we see Microsoft still investing in SQL Server, on the other side investing in the cloud, and we can now build a platform that suitable fits to us or to our customers and also to the team of people that we're gonna have, right? So if you have good DBAs, then you have a good choice doing this locally. But if you have a lack of good DBAs, then probably the cloud is much easier for you because you're much more productive than looking for new DBAs. So I think it's also a good way to tighten your infrastructure to your team and to your services and what your core aim is on your business,
It's also when the company invested into new production systems, high available on-prem, they don't want to move it now because they have done the investment, right?
Yeah, so, and that's a good question. Are we seeing net new apps being developed for on-premises, or are we seeing net new being developed for the cloud, right? So if I'm a company and I get the benefits, the value proposition of the cloud, if I'm going to do a net new, a new application, am I going to do that on-premises, or am I going to do that in the cloud?
So what we are seeing is that the developers are moving faster to the cloud than the production systems.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting developing in the cloud, but the production systems.
The current production, right?
Not the current, the new production system from the net new applications, uh-huh, getting more and more into the cloud.
Yes.
And I think that's the fastest way into the cloud. So get new applications to the cloud, leave old systems on-prem because you have paid for them, right?
Mm, yeah.
And when they are old and have to be renewed, try to move it.
Okay.
I think it is really going to be new development that's going to be driving the move to the cloud initially. Back in the day when SQL Database in Azure first came out, it was very restrictive. Now this version 12 release, it lifts so many restrictions and it's bleeding edge, state of the art, everything. Yeah. You've got the geo replication going on. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. So as a developer, you can just develop for that platform. It makes complete sense to just develop for the cloud.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I just want to add, also we talked to customers before and they told me, when we tried Azure Database before and we had, when we do the same statement a lot of times, mm-hmm, we get different response times.
Yes.
And now I told them, hey, there are new models, right?
Yeah.
Premium, standard, and try it now. And now you get the same response.
Yeah, that's the V12
right?
stuff, right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So do you think there will ever be a time, right? Because like you said, yes, there's the net new, right? We're going to develop for the cloud. But then there's this, I've got my stuff on premises. It's going to be a while before right? Well, do you think there will ever be a time when somebody is all in the cloud or as a collective, we're all in the cloud, right? Do you think there's a time where we don't see anything on premises anymore or... Is that like so far down in the future, or will that never happen?
I think it depends on the company, right? So when you have a huge enterprise company with a lot of servers, I think they will have few servers all time on-prem.
Mm-hmm.
Something like really production near systems that's doing some steering of production lines and something. Perhaps they will do it on-prem, still on-prem.
Yeah.
But the normal office-like stuff, like some management stuff and all these small applications that helping the employees to work will go to the cloud, for my opinion.
Yeah.
We see starting it at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, say never, never, right? So there are still banks running COBOL code. So it also doesn't go away. So, and I think there's the question of like, do I really want to invest on migrating something, or do I say, okay, it's running, it's good enough, I keep it going, right? And then you have new stuff that you will set up differently. So I think also the complete new economy that starts up businesses that are purely cloud-based businesses, so they don't have any stores, they don't have any factories, they're just running a business via the internet, like Airbnb, like the car sharing. So you don't need to own something in order to have a business.
Yeah, they
right?
call it
so
the brick and mortar type of scenarios,
And so I think the whole business also shifts a little bit and changes. So there are businesses that won't be possible without a cloud before, right? Think of car sharing. Who could find a car, right?
Yeah. So you're saying it might depend on the type of business, the vertical, as they say.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very optimistic, probably more so than I was 12 months ago, about where things are going to the cloud. I just think the capability there and resiliency is there, and the only thing that is the only question mark in my mind really is the reliance of our links to the cloud, which is something that's kind of outside the cloud's control. But obviously, things are changing along that front as well.
What about from a data perspective? Because we sort of touched on this a little bit, right? Oh, my data is in the cloud, right? You know, we're talking about relational. Is there, moving out, a database in the cloud, is there, is that fear of putting my data somewhere else, not in a physical server that I can touch, is that fear kind of going away? Because I think you guys talked about it a little bit.
It's an interesting discussion. I mean, no company wants to be in the newspaper and mention like, oh, you lost some of your customer data, and now you're famous, right?
Like you like go first.
Yeah, like the banks in Switzerland, right? So I think nobody wants to have this. But on the other side, I always ask them the question, okay, what do you think where it's more secure? In a local infrastructure hosted by IBM or in a Microsoft cloud that is also disconnected from the public? So then at the end, you have to trust the provider, because I don't know much companies that really care about everything that they do. So then they have a normal provider that is doing hosting for them. And then my question, and then I think there's not a distinguish if it's within a provider in an IBM data center or if it's in a Microsoft data center.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because if I'm hosting my box on premises, it's probably easier for someone to come in and grab my data, or hack into my data versus someone breaking into an Azure data center or hacking into a data, right? Exactly. I think it's more, not that I'm biased, I think it's just, I think it's more secure being in the cloud than it is on premises almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times, I'm not trying to use the word cloud at the moment in Germany.
Yeah.
Because it has this bad touch. Yeah. Oh, it's in the cloud, oh, it's public and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Perhaps not all people know it. I more go it and name it co-location, because a lot of companies doing that already. They're having some data centers somewhere and just rent a bit of space.
Right.
And nothing else is the Azure cloud, but it's bigger and you can just click here. I want to have a VM or a service.
Sure.
And yeah, when you do it as co-location, you have to buy your own server and put it in there. It's nearly the same, but faster and cheaper.
Yep. So what's the, we talked about several things. What's the hesitation? We talked about security. We talked about the, the migration feature set. I mean, is it, what is the hesitation for people, putting all in my data all in? Is it a combination of those, or is it more one over the other? What's the one reason people aren't putting their database in the cloud?
I think in my experience, I don't think there's enough people evangelizing about the cloud.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been guilty of this in the past purely because I've not exposed myself enough to it. Now I've seen what's out there, I'm now obviously evangelizing a lot more. And I think once we can educate what's there,
yeah,
people will see the value proposition to it.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the value proposition you were saying earlier, right? Yeah.
But on the other side, I see that 5 years ago, when you're asking companies about a cloud, they said, please go away, we don't put our data to the cloud, right? Now, the pressure on transformation is so high that no company is able to just say, okay, we don't think about it. So they all have to think about it, right? The only thing is, like, every company has to find their own way how to deal with it. But 5 years ago, the company could just say, okay, I don't want to talk about cloud. It's nothing for me, I don't care, yeah? But now companies have to talk about, and they have to think about how they're gonna work with this, because others are doing this, and they see a high
and
benefit.
And their customers are asking.
Yes, and the customers are asking. Yeah. And I think now the biggest curve is knowledge and uncertainties that they don't see that there's a learning curve.
Yep.
But also on the other side, we have a lot of people now ramping up, and it's more mature than it was 5 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We talked about that, right? We've all talked about that. Just from V12, what we used to be, to the performance, you gains, things like that. And I think you're right. I think it's value proposition, educating them on the benefits, things like that, security is all.
Don't forget the fear of change, right? The jobs are, they're thinking the jobs are changing.
And that's part of the education, right? It's like, yes, and I think there's we're talking, it depends on who you're talking to, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm talking to a DBA, there's one discussion, one or two discussions I have to have, right? Your job's not going away, here's how you do, right? But if I'm talking to business executives, it's like I'm having a different discussion about here's a value proposition and security and things like that. But it's, I think it's all about education. Yeah.
And maybe think of the new kids that are growing up now. I think this would be totally normal for them, right?
Yeah.
So they don't know the other world. So I think we can do much more on the university side,
yes,
right?
Yes,
And this is something where Microsoft could really do a little bit of more on bringing the understanding of Azure to universities.
Yes.
Because I think these are the people that will work with this in the next years, right?
So I think Yeah.
And they don't know the old world. So there is no, for them, there is no learning curve because it's just this, and they just learn it, right? And they.
Yeah.
And then there is no fear, and so it gets normal for them.
It's like showing your kid a cassette tape.
Yeah.
You know, a cassette tape. What on earth is that? Right. But yes, and you're absolutely right. We have to get into the younger, and educate them so that when they get out into the world, you know, the cloud is first and foremost in their mind. Right. All right. This is QA time from the audience. Is there any other points that we want to bring up? Did we miss anything?
Well, the only thing I wanted to mention is it's a problem I ran into recently where I was, you know, singing the praises of the cloud, the Microsoft cloud, and the point that was raised was about portability and standards between going to another cloud provider. And I think there was a definite fear of being locked in to one cloud provider, yet the irony is there's never been a fear of being locked into SQL Server on-premise. So I personally didn't see it as a valid argument at the time. I think one good thing about the way Microsoft are now doing the cloud is the SQL database is obviously very closely aligned to the on-premise SQL Server. So, you know, we have that kind of portability.
And I think that goes back to helping people understand what it actually is. Is my database, you know, Azure SQL database, is SQL Server, right? So I think that's part of the value proposition. Going, look, there's not a huge learning curve, right? And because it's SQL Server, if I take it to some other provider, and they're running SQL Server, you know, the portability. Yeah, heaven forbid they go to another provider, right? But that is a very good point, right? Okay, questions, and we'll repeat the question just in case.
Question or a remark? I was dragged into this session by my colleague. And had a little bit raised eyebrows about the title of the panel discussion and was curious if one of the persons on the stage would say, no, I don't think the SQL Server future is somewhere in the cloud or near the cloud. So it's a panel with yes, 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 it will be. So maybe the title is a little bit wrong. And the summary I take with me from your discussion is SQL Server or databases or data storage, you have the Microsoft Data Platform logo on the desk in the front, is simply a service that is bought by applications, business, and it's needed where the business is taking place, where the applications are. If I still run my business on-prem because for example, a manufacturer, I have a robotic lines and I need the database on-prem, it's there. If I have a new economy business, for example, Runtastic or whatever, I'm in the cloud and I need my data there. And every bit from every company that is moved into the cloud, because the business is now there, the applications are moved into the cloud, needs a data store there. And the question would be, is SQL Server the right environment? Is everything I need for that in the environment? Then the future will be in the cloud, yes. And this is what I take from the discussion with the new release and what I've read so far. It is the case that more and more bits and pieces and performance, reliability, is there, the production can be done also in the cloud. So SQL Server is in the cloud.
Yeah,
already.
So let's back up, right? So the purpose of, there's two comments in that question, I think, right? The first was, I don't know about the title, this was, you know, how do we start thinking about going to, right, the cloud? How about, you know, it's just a discussion about, you know, how do we think about that, right? Your other point, though, is you know, if I've got a, you know, and we talked about that, you talked about this mm-hmm. earlier, right? It's, you know, certain on-prem environments still need on-premises SQL Server, right? But if I'm doing net new development and I've got this and I go to the cloud, this is why we brought up just a minute ago, you know, if I on-premises SQL Server, but if I'm going to the cloud and I'm going to Azure SQL Database, then I know that that is SQL Server running as a service. So I don't, you know, I know that I get the same functionality whether it's on-premises or in the cloud, yeah. Right? Does that
and you don't have to ask somebody, where can I buy licenses, right? You
yeah, exactly.
Keep going, yeah.
Yep, exactly. Did that answer your question more or less? More or less.
I also think it's not a question if cloud is the future. I think this is answered years before, right? So cloud, for my opinion, will be the future. Not completely, but for a lot of stuff. And it will move more and more service to the cloud when coming new services, perhaps old services that get renewed. So it's just a matter of time and on what special application you want to move to the cloud or you put to the cloud, right?
Yeah, well, and that goes back to this, right, there's the net new development, but then there's the modernization of your archaic mm-hmm. ancient application, right? And at some point when you say, yes, I need to modernize, well, if I'm gonna modernize, if I'm going from 2000, you know, running from from SQL Server 2005 or 2008, and I'm gonna go to 2016, then there's that homework and that analysis. Do I migrate to 2016, or do I just, you know, develop for the cloud, right? And I think it depends answer based on, like you talked about, right? Mm-hmm. Is it an Uber type of app, or you know, or a Airbnb, or mm-hmm. is it kind of manufacturing, right? Mm-hmm. There's that analysis you have to do.
It will mostly be application driven, right? So not from the infrastructure perspective, more from the application.
Oh, true, right? So if I'm gonna modernize, am I going to rewrite my WinForms app to a new WinForms app, or am I going to make this? Am I going to modernize for the cloud? Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's the.
I think even if you came up with an argument that the cloud isn't for you, then you always have a scenario where you've still got DR. You still need to go somewhere else. So, Do you have a very expensive secondary data center sat there doing nothing and paying lots and lots of money for it, or do you think about the cloud and have that as DR?
Yeah.
You may not utilize the cloud unless you really, really need to. And so I think that's why I'm very confident about saying, yes, cloud is the future. If you'd asked me 5 years ago, I'd have said no, and it would have been an uninformed statement. But the more I see of it and the more use cases, I just can't say no anymore.
Yeah. Okay. You guys agree on that statement? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay. Any other questions from the Bueller? Bueller? Okay, no questions. All right. So we've about out of time. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time. This is very educational.
Thank you.
Happy to. You guys, if you have any questions, feel free to post on the on Channel 9. We'll get these guys to answer any questions. But hey, thanks for watching. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. And we'll guys see you next time. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye.